This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Monday, the 6th of April 2020. This is Stuck at Home. And just like you, we're all stuck at home too. I'm George, and today I'm joined by my fellow Fun Kids presenters, Bex and Sean.
Hello.
In this episode, I chat to Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick, stars of the brand new Trolls World Tour movie. We find out what's happening in the world with the Week Junior team, and we're giving you yet more things to do, try and listen to at home. Let's start, shall we? Now, we're doing this from the comfort of our bedrooms, so it may be a bit jumpy and a little bit bumpy, so please do bear with us, because just like you, we're all stuck at home too. Now, what have you been up to that our listeners can maybe try at home? Bex?
All right, so I like my arts and crafts, and I've decided to attempt to make a kite. And it's tricky, George, it's tricky at best, but I think I can manage it. So basically, it's really easy, actually. You don't need a lot of stuff. You just need, obviously, help from a little grown-up or an adult or something, because they probably will be very good at these crafty things. But you need some paper, like a drinking straw, some string, ribbon, and some tape. And basically, there's loads of instructions online, but basically all you've got to do is fold the piece of paper around, and then you kind of, you attach the string to it, and then you make sure it's all sturdy and ready to go. And yeah, so I'm going to debut my new kite tomorrow, basically. That's my plan. I've been working on it all day.
That's really cool, because it's also quite windy at the moment, which is obviously kind of an essential. But it means when you do your hour of exercise a day, you've got a really cool activity to do.
Well, absolutely. And I've never had a kite before. I've always looked at one quite enviously, thinking one day I'll have a kite in my life. And you know what? This is the time for me to shine. So I'm going to create my very own like Bex kite, I suppose, and I think it's going to be okay. And like you say, it's been quite blustery at the moment, so perfect time to go and try it out. That's my plan.
Someone has definitely been watching Mary Poppins while stuck at home. Sean, what about you? What are you up to, anything interesting right now?
Well, today's the big Thorne family house party today. So when I say house party, we're all going to be on video calls to each other. All the extended family, aunties, uncles, little cousins, all over. We're all meeting up and having a little bit of a party tonight. So we're all going to be dressing up. We're all going to be looking nice. And it's a little Thorne family reunion, but on the joys of a video calling app.
That is so much fun. Such a good idea as well. Two questions for you. Firstly, are there any like activities that you're doing? Is there like a disco involved or a quiz involved or something fun? The second question, have you got any relatives on the slightly more kind of, should we say, mature side of the age demographic that might have a few issues in logging into the old house party app?
There's a couple of oldies on there. There's a couple of oldies on there, which I'm looking forward to seeing what they're A, going to come up with activity-wise, and also B, how they're actually going to get on to the video chat app. That's also going to be interesting. I think there's going to be a family quiz. There has to be a family quiz. And we're quite good at games. So I'm sure my cousins will be able to come up with some games to play on the old app.
No, it sounds like a brilliant way to spend the evening, Sean. I'll tell you something that I tried the other day, and this is not something that is new or novel. I'm very much succumbing to a fairly stale internet trend, you could say, but I have tried the old toilet roll keepy uppy challenge, because I thought this would look really great. I know everyone's doing it, but I got tagged in one of those videos. I thought this would look really great. I'll do like six of them and like volley it somewhere, and I'd look like a really great footballer. No, I struggled to do about three.
I haven't heard of this. So is it the toilet roll, is it like fully wound, or is it like coming out so it kind of like could go everywhere?
How have you not seen this, Bex? This is all over the internet.
I've been busy making kites, Sean. I have no idea.
The thing is as well, is Bex, is that we all know there's a bit of a toilet roll shortage right now. So absolutely not unwound, because even though they've been, you know, kept up in the air, we'll still be using those toilet rolls once done. But it is a proper like internet sensation. Loads of footballers have been doing it. They've got some like really incredible skills where they kind of like do, you know, amazing keepy uppies and put it up in the air and head it into like the basket and stuff like that. It's really cool. But I just struggled. I struggled massively, to tell you the truth.
Oh my goodness. Well, it sounds like it's quite hard, but also I can't believe I've missed this, to be honest. I would love to see that in action. I'm going to have to go and search that out online.
Yeah, do. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll send you over my failed attempt. It's embarrassing, but I'll share it with you, Bex. I'll share it with you. And if you're stuck at home, just like us, why don't you give one of those things a go? And tell us if you do, send us a message to funkidslive.com/duck and you could appear in a future episode.
Now it's time to pay another visit to Professor Hallux in his laboratory. And today we're learning all about nice noses. Now make sure you listen really carefully because at the end of this episode, we're going to be giving you three quick questions that you can do at home to test your knowledge.
Professor Hallux Builds a Body is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
Hello again, medical buffs. I'm Nurse Nanobot, and it's time to join Professor Hallux again as he continues his quest to build a body. I'm here in his lab, and it's like a whirlwind in a washing machine here. There are piles of dusty old books, enough to make even a robot sneeze. Zzz, 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 choo! Boiling vats of smelly concoctions and buckets full of petri dishes and beakers. What a mess! Brainbox Professor Hallux is building a body, and he's beginning to take shape. So what's the plan today, Prof?
Thanks, Nurse Nanobot. Hello, all. Today, I'm adding a nice nose to my body. Noses aren't just there to balance your sunglasses on. They are sniffing specialists. Brilliant for breathing and help us taste things too. Give them the lowdown, Nurse!
First, a bit of nose geography. Your nose has two holes called nostrils. These holes go all the way into your head and down into your lungs. The nostrils are separated by a bendy wall called a septum, which is made of cartilage, the same material that forms the top parts of your ears. If you pinch and wiggle your nose, you can feel the bendy cartilage moving. There's a space behind your nose called the nasal cavity and air pockets called sinuses, which are lodged in the bony bits around the edge. The nasal cavity is separated from your mouth by your palate. That's the roof of your mouth. The internal parts of the nose are coated with fine hairs and mucus, a gloopy substance that has many amazing properties. The hairs and mucus act like a sticky doormat to catch dirt, dust, and even germs.
The mucus is also what you might call snot, and because that snot catches all the germs, don't pick your nose and eat it. I'm drilling two lovely nostrils for my body now and tipping in some lovely gloopy mucus.
And now the nose is ready for action. The nose helps us breathe. As air comes in the nostrils, it's warmed up and cleaned as it passes over the mucous membranes and hairs.
I say! My dog's got no nose!
How does he smell then?
Dreadful! Noses have a lot in common with taste buds and your eyes. They scoop up information about what is around you and send it to the brain for decoding. The nose's specialist subject is smells, of course. Tell them about smells, Nurse!
The scientific word for your sense of smell is olfaction. And tissue coating the space behind your nostrils is the olfactory epithelium. It is covered with over 10 million receptors that pick up odor molecules and transmit their information to the olfactory bulb in your brain. Your brain can discern about 10,000 smells, both yucky and yummy, like stinky cheese or a delicious freshly baked tray of biscuits.
Those smells aren't just for telling what's for tea. Being able to tell what something is, often when you can't see, helps keep them safe. If something was burning, your nose would know before your eyes could see the smoke. And if you're about to eat a burger that was bad, you'd very likely smell the ick before taking a mouthful and getting a horrible taste in your mouth. Or if you were paying attention, you would.
Did you know you'd struggle to taste things at all without your nose? Those olfactory receptors work with the taste buds to piece together what something is like, just like parts of a puzzle. Lots of things can irritate the nose. For example, when a cold has made your mucous membranes sore, or if you're particularly sensitive or allergic to certain substances like pollen or cat hair. Sneezing is the nose's way of getting rid of the irritation in your nose. The tickle triggers a response in part of the brain called the sneeze centre. And a whole load of muscles from your stomach to your chest work together to kick the tickle out.
Did you know that you always close your eyes when you sneeze? If you didn't close your eyes, they'd pop out.
Don't be ridiculous, Professor. Sneezing is certainly powerful, coming out of your nose at speeds of 100 miles per hour, but not enough to hurt your eyes.
Horrible old anatomy fact.
The nasal cavity is quite close to the brain, and this is sometimes quite handy. The ancient Egyptians used to embalm their dead, and this required them to remove soft and squishy tissue from the body, like the brain. But how did they get the brain out without cutting the body open? Simple. They'd shove a giant hook up each nostril, pushing it through the nasal cavity, and pull the brain out bit by bit through the nostrils. The brain gunk would be put into pots of embalming fluid and the empty head washed out.
Disgusting detail.
Colds and sneezes are bad enough, but sometimes you can get a terrific build-up of mucus in your sinuses, those air pockets in your head above the nasal cavity, and that can make you feel really grotty. What happens is the cold virus can damage the little hairs that normally keep the mucus moving, and so it clogs up like a traffic jam. The mucus builds up and builds up until it is like a big stagnant puddle with lots of bacteria, viruses and even fungi swimming in it.
When this happens, you get a sore face and a headache, and your voice starts sounding very funny indeed. I'm making sure my body has nice clear sinuses to start with, so he doesn't sound silly. Right. My body is looking much more handsome now he has a neat nose nailed on his noggin. It's time to see if it works, so let's let the lightning loose. Terrific! Success! He's a sniffing, sneezing sensation. That's my work done for today. Next time we'll be adding nails and hair to help my body look a bit more human. Hope you can join me and Nurse Nanobot then.
You can find out more about the Professor and his body at the Fun Kids website, funkidslive.com.
Professor Hullock's Built a Body is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
And you can get more from Professor Hallocks by searching for Professor Hallocks wherever you're listening to this podcast. Now, I hope you were listening closely, because at the end of the episode, there are three quick questions that you can do at home to test your knowledge.
Now it's time for one of my favourite bits of Stuck at Home. This is when I get to go and chat to The Week Junior, the magazine making sense of the world for 8 to 14-year-olds. And today, I believe it's Michael on the line. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Bex. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I've heard you've got a pretty cool story for me.
I do, and it's all to do with a grizzly bear called Boo. Now, a video of Boo emerging from hibernation has received hundreds of thousands of views on social media. Hibernation is when animals sleep for a long time during the winter to save energy, which is something that I'm sure lots of human beings wish they could do. And this bear actually lives in a refuge for grizzly bears in the Canadian Rocky Mountains. And the person who runs it, Nicole Gagnon, has been trying for 8 years to film the moment when Boo wakes up from his hibernation. And finally, she's been able to do so, and she shared it with the world, and everyone is absolutely loving it. And I'd recommend to any of our listeners, if they look up Boo the grizzly bear, to watch his video, because it is very adorable. You see his head pop up from underneath the snow. He kind of shakes it off and then kind of groggily gets to his feet. It might remind some people of what they look like when they wake up in the mornings.
So this was basically her 8th year of trying, and she finally managed it.
Yeah, she said how for 8 years she's been trying to capture that moment, because it's such an adorable and interesting sight as well to see this bear emerging from hibernation. But she said every year that something would go wrong. She wouldn't be able to quite capture the moment on film. But finally, after 8 years of hard work, that perseverance has paid off. And people around the world are thanking her for it. The reception to the video online has been incredibly enthusiastic. And yeah, you know, if you keep on trying. Eventually, you'll get the footage you want.
And quick question, does Boo wear pyjamas or a nightcap, or is he just a normal bear?
Looks to be just a normal bear, yeah. I was hoping maybe, you know, some cool pyjamas, but no, just your normal grizzly bear. But they still look pretty interesting, so.
They're pretty cool, you're right. Right, Michael, thank you so much for that. We'll speak to you really soon.
Bye.
Now, I got the chance to chat to the stars of the brand new Trolls movie, Trolls World Tour. They are proper music and movie royalty. Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick. Take a listen to this. Hello, Justin. Hello, Anna. Thanks for having a chat. So you're returning to the roles of Branch and Poppy. What did you get to explore with your characters this time around in the film?
Well, I mean, the great thing to me was that, you know, we're having a brand new adventure and the characters are learning a lot, but I still kind of get to be the same, like, so happy and positive and joyful Poppy, who's also, like, really tough and has a little bit of an edge and maybe the tiniest bit of a temper, but, you know, that she's the same kind of really fun character to inhabit.
And what about you, Justin?
I, in the first film, Branch is pretty grumpy the whole movie. So it was nice to not be grumpy the whole movie. But also producing all the music was a lot of fun as well, and getting to explore all these different music styles. And getting to do that with our characters, I think, was a lot of fun too.
So the pinky promise is quite a big part of this film. What was the last pinky promise you both made in real life?
I actually made one really recently.
Really?
Yeah, a friend of mine actually was like, this is sworn to confidence, and she made me pinky promise, because I was like, I'm an adult and I would never.
Do you feel like there's extra weight on the responsibility now?
No, I don't think so, because I take other people's private things very seriously, but I was like, kind of found it charming that she was like, this, I'm being serious, we have to pinky swear. And so we did, we pinky swear. And what she told me was,
And one of the themes of the film is celebrating diversity and recognizing it. Why do you think that's important?
I mean, just listening to other people and celebrating other walks of life and, you know, sounds and voices, both, you know, literally and figuratively. You know, that's one of the themes of, like, the larger message of the movie is about diversity and how being different and celebrating those differences is what makes the world so beautiful. And then, you know, Poppy is also on this journey about listening to other people, and, you know, your listeners might be kind of coming into their own at a time when, you know, you really have to be aware of other people's feelings and other people's experiences. And, you know, even as an adult, that's stuff that we deal with all the time. You know, just when you think you have it all figured out, you realize you have so much more to learn and so many more experiences to listen to.
I think for young people, I think feeling like you are different can automatically make you feel afraid of other people. And I think that's a place that young people can start from at a very young age. So to mirror exactly what Anna said, I think learning more about different walks of life and what we've done with Trolls World Tour, using music to represent those different walks of life, it may make you feel like you belong even more when you didn't, because you're learning that everyone's just different, and that's a beautiful thing.
And Trolls World Tour is available at home on demand today.
Now, before we go, it's time to test you on that episode of Professor Hallock's Builds a Body that we heard earlier. And it was all about our noses. So, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Thank you very much. The bit that separates your two nostrils is called what? Is it A, a separator, B, a septum, or C, a snot?
Question number two, true or false? Olfaction is the scientific word for your sense of smell. Is that true or is that false?
And question number three, when you sneeze, droplets of water and mucus fly out of your nose and mouth. How fast do they travel though? Is it A, 20 miles per hour, B, 50 miles per hour, or C, 100 miles per hour?
So how did you get on? We're going to be giving you a few moments to answer those questions. And if you need to hear them again, or you need to hear the episode of Professor Hallock's Builds a Body again, you can also recap by scanning backwards in your podcast app. If you need some more time, now's the point at which to pause this podcast and tap play again when you're ready for the answers. So, the answers are... The bit that separates your two nostrils is called... a septum.
Question two, true or false? Olfaction is the scientific word for your sense of smell. It's true.
And question number three, when you sneeze, droplets of water and mucus fly out of your nose at 100 miles per hour. The answer, of course, is C. So how did you do? Let us know at funkidslive.com/stuck. And remember, if you're stuck at home, just like us, try giving these things a go. You can try the toilet roll keepy uppy challenge and see if you can beat my pathetic three. Perhaps because it's windy outside, you can join Bex and build an amazing kite. Or you could do something super fun like Sean and have an amazing video party with all of your family and friends. Well, that's it from Bex.
Goodbye.
From Sean.
See you later.
And from me. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you get this podcast. And you can hear more tomorrow. We'll see you then.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.